This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2130. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded March 17th, Angola, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Austria, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Mali, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Sunday, March 27th brings the start of the A22 shortwave season and also the start of daylight shifting in Europe, which leads to many changes in times and frequencies on shortwave, including for World of Radio. I already pointed out some of those last week. In the meantime, I see that World Radio Network, via satellite and internet, has some additional times for World of Radio. These are the current times, however. I expect that most or all of them will shift one UT hour earlier, starting March 27th. But for now, all the times are as follows. To North America, Africa, Asia, and Pacific, Saturday at 17 UT and 20:30. UT Sunday at 02:30 and 11:30, and Monday 02:30. To Europe and Mideast, Saturday at 17 and 21, Sunday at 13:30 and 21 UT. For all the latest World of Radio schedules, see our website, worldofradio.com, and click on the schedules link. Furthermore, there are some permanent changes or reactivations of interest on WRMI. We're now returning to Friday at 14:30 UT on 9955. And there's a new broadcast Saturday at 19:30 UT on 15770. The last shortwave frequency of Radio Nacional de Angola had not been reported for quite some time, and I suspected it was off the air, 4950 variable. But many of us started looking for it, and in fact it is still on the air, although with a very weak signal, probably not up to its rated 25 kilowatts. For example, Wolfgang Büschel said, 4949.723 at 2250 UT, March 12th. He calls it an under-threshold signal via remotes in Europe and South Africa. John Perry in Indiana points out, according to WRTH, there is an international service, including an hour in English, between 20 and 24, but so far not confirmed, and English not heard on their webcast either. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, who has a clear shot at it right across the South Atlantic, also reports 4950, March 12th from midnight 14 past midnight 20 UT in Portuguese. A few hours later, Ron Howard in California found it on 4949.7, the usual off frequency, at 0536 with pop African music on a weak signal. My latest observations of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. No signals on Saturday, March 12th, before 1500, but was heard again on Wednesday, March 16th, until 1523. That is only via remote in Brazil and not even reaching all of those. Thanks to crowdfunding, there's a new hour of relayed of Radio Svoboda in Russian on 1395 kilohertz between 18 and 19 UT. This is obviously from the 500 kilowatt transmitter in Armenia. I'm hearing it quite well via remotes in Russia. And it happens to be parallel on the right next same frequency, 1386, which is via Lithuania. Jan, who broadcasts from Florida via Unique Radio Australia 5035 USB, and more importantly by webcast, says her next show on March 20th, Sunday, is her annual St. Patty's Day special from 1800 to 2130 or later. Find the streaming link at uniqueradio.biz. From March 27th, the Austrian radio expanded transmissions, prompted by events in Ukraine, move one UT hour earlier at 10 to 11 on 13730, except on Sundays, and starting at 16 UT on 5940, lasting 15, 20, or 25 minutes, depending on the day of the week, and these are mostly in German. and the original broadcast starting at 05 UT on 6155 past 0600. Christoph Ratzer in Austria of the ADX group forwards good news that ORF has started to resume QSLing due to these new broadcasts. Antonia Chott says, "We are pleased about reception reports. Due to our expanded shortwave program, we are now sending QSL cards again. Send us a reception report. We will gladly confirm it." Email is oefigure1.service@orf.at. Meanwhile, I caught the 300-kilowatt Mosspoon transmitter site way off frequency during an AWR broadcast in Hausa, March 14th at 1923. 15360.421. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us, "The domestic English servants of CGTN Radio, formerly China Radio International or China Plus Radio, had been on air in Beijing only on medium wave 846, but since January 17th it's been available in the capital of Jiangxi, Nanchang, on FM 91.1. They've been intending to expand their service area domestically in China, and there may be more to come. With the imposition of Yankee DST in Cuba, RHC has been flailing around trying to figure out what to do with their shortwave scheduling, especially with English. But apparently the second broadcast is now supposed to be at 23 to midnight UT on 11880, when it has occasionally started to appear. However, the usual parallel 5040 at that hour has remained in Spanish so far. And it seems that the major block in English for North America's evenings on 6,000 kHz is starting at 0100. 9700 seems to have been dropped, and part of the time it may be on 6165 or 6145. One thing for sure, something is always wrong at RHC. Radio France International is resuming broadcasts in Russian. We have the 822 schedule, and some of these may already be in effect. 13 to 15 UT on 17640. And from 15 all the way until 2030 on 15230. According to Evo, the Bulgarian Observer, France Non, Radio for Peace International, has tested a broadcast in Russian via WRMI Wednesday, March 16th at 19 to 1915 on 15770. If it is successful, they say they will keep doing it every day. However, as of March 17th, it was back to Radio Prague in English at that time. On Asilomar State Beach near Monterey, California, Ron Howard's latest update on the frequencies of clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, March 14th, good for 1 week at least. Echo of Hope, VOH, checked at 1205 UT on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. While there was no change on the other one, Voice of the People, best on 3480, also 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600 at 1210 UT, March 14th. And the third one, Voice of Freedom, with one frequency, 6045 at 1215, continuing to mix with super jamming from North Korea, while their alternate frequency remained perfectly clear, 5920. Ivo Ivanov reports a mid-month frequency shift for Shokaze or Seabreeze, another clandestine from Japan for North Korea, at 13 to 14 UT, which is in Japanese or Korean, but English only on Wednesdays, on 6085 and 7310. And repeat at 16 to 17 UT on 5990 and 7340. Lately, the Kurdish clandestine for Turkey, Denge Weylat, and the Turkish mostly music jammer have been on the same frequency, 11540, such as March 13th and 14th, after 15 UT. We one would expect Denge Weylat to jump to its alternate frequency to escape the jamming and vice versa, 11530. Weak signals here, but Ivo Ivanov reports that there are spurs coming out of Denge Weylat via Pridnestrovia when on 11540 they are plus and minus 50 kHz variable, 11590 and 11490, between 06 and 13 UT. And should the fundamental go back to 11530, so would the Spurs be 10 kilohertz lower. Filed under Lithuania, but concerning relays of Radio Japan, from Tony Rogers in the British JX Club, news from Richard Miller's in Latvia, 1386 kilohertz carrying relays of NHK World Radio Japan. There's Russian news Monday through Friday at 15 to 1515, and then 15 minutes of English news, which comes from the NHK World TV earlier. And on Saturdays and Sundays, the entire half hour is NHK World Radio Japan in English on 1386. Via Mike Terry, Horst P. in Germany complains that Luxembourg 234 kHz was off the air March 13th between 23 and 04 UT. Beginning of the slow end of this historic transmitter. At Radio Du Monde, Michel Frémy says, the night shutdown of Longwave was justified by RTL in Paris following work at the Jungmünster Transmitter Center. But he says that's false because they still have a backup transmitter there. The real reason is that RTL in Paris refused to pay the electricity price increase. Listeners have already sent letters of complaint to RTL. Conveniently, next alphabetically is Mali, but it also concerns France. BBC Monitoring via Mike Cooper says Mali suspends RFI and France 24 over reports of army abuses. Alleged gross human rights violations by the Malian army, mercenaries from the Wagner paramilitary group. But the Malian government accused the two media outlets of destabilizing the transition, demoralizing the Malian people, and discrediting the valiant FAMA. That's the Malian army. Therefore, the government suspends until further notice broadcasting of RFI on shortwave and FM and of France 24 TV. Strange thing is, there are no broadcasts from Mali on shortwave by Radio France International. The only shortwave relays there in Mali are of China. Until March 31st, you might patrol the ham bands for some very strange call signs, which turn out to be from Mexico, starting with 4A. Niner, zero, and then three letters, which are abbreviations of each Mexican state. It's a special event commemorating the 90th anniversary of the ARRL of Mexico, which is FMRE. I ran across the one in Chiapas, March 13th at 22:23, on 28410 USB, 4A90CHI. Ron Howard in California reports suspected Mongolian radio on 4895. March 13th at 11:33, a definite carrier, stronger at 12:40, but could not make out any audio. Checked for parallel 7260, but that was blocked by a strong station. He's been checking 4895 for a long time daily, and the first time he has heard anything since All India Radio Kurseong went off, it surely is not the ghost of that one. Then on March 15th, Mauno Ritola in Finland confirmed hearing Mongolia on 4895 weekly at 1415. Wolfgang Büschel says both of those frequencies are registered at least for the new season, all the way from 23 until 16 UT. Only 10 kilowatts on 4895, 50 on 7260. But there's more about Mongolia. The external service, VOM, is difficult to hear in North America direct, although it does have two English broadcasts. But since March 15th, WRMI has started relaying it, Tuesday through Saturday UT at 0130 until 0200 on 5800, and I heard it on March 16th. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2130. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Therefore, financial support is welcome, which may be sent, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. In solidarity, broadcasts from Ukraine have been showing up on various transmitters elsewhere in Europe, such as Radio Onda in the Netherlands, reported by Alan Rowe in the UK, audio from Ukrainian TV on 6140 from 0845 tune in on 15 March. Arthur Posner says at that time it was relaying the Rada Parliament audio feed from Kiev. Via Stephen Luce and Mike Terry, news from New Zealand that public broadcasting is being reorganized. Next year, Radio NZ will merge with TV NZ. As yet, we have no idea how this might affect the shortwave service. Eric Fetter's Walp in Washington State caught Josiah, that is, the Antichrist pirate, station YHWH, on a new frequency, March 16th at 1810 on 15100, with his usual preaching. His theme song, Days of Hard Life, at 1820 and seemed to sign off around 1825. That was on a Wednesday. Mount Olympus, Zaharias Lyangas in Greece, reports something on 4827 upper sideband, talking about Ukraine, at 1642 UT, March 14th. Arthur Posner says it's a military report from the Russian side. Since March 15th, there's been a new relay of Radio Svoboda, thanks to the crowdfunding initiative Shortwaves for Freedom, 19 to 20 UT, on 9370. The site not specified, but I monitored it via various remotes in Russia and in India. It's certainly not via WRMI, but somewhere in Eurasia. And there was some considerable jamming or over-the-horizon radar interference. My guess, it's via Armenia, like the previous hour, on medium wave 1395. Mike Cooper forwards another long story about the buzzer UVB-76 on 4625 kHz. It appeared dated March 11th in the Telegraph UK. It's at www.telegraph.co.uk. Headline, Who's Behind the Buzzer? The Chilling Mystery of Russia's Ghost Radio Station. Sam Sanchez in Oregon says, Thank you, Cuba. Hooray! No Radio Rebelde on 5025 with their 20 kHz wide musical programming tonight, allowing SIBC Solomon Islands in with a much stronger signal than Vanuatu or 4KZ Australia. It was increasingly better toward the top of the hour with a beautiful song by a choral group at 0956, ID at 1000 and news. A fun first for me, says Sam. This was on March 13th. Ron Howard agrees and says SIBC with a better than usual audio level at 1158 normal evening devotional, 1201 ID and national anthem. But they did not turn it off, but went to non-stop music. It may have been a relay of Wantok FM or just SIBC programming, and still on the air that date at 1240. But when it might be audible in Europe, Wolfgang Büschel laments that at 18 UT, the frequency was covered by Russian digital transmission, 8 kHz wide, 5016 to 5024. Something's always nonsensical at Novlejas. For the tri-weekly English semi-hour at 23 to 2330 UT, Monday, March 14th, the North American frequency was missing, 9690, and English could only be heard on 12030. While on Wednesday, the 16th, all four frequencies were running. NA22, of course, English will be 1 hour earlier at 22 UT, and they're making the usual changes according to a schedule via AER. 17855 again, replacing 9690 to North America, which should improve reception earlier in the day and make it worse in the afternoon and evening. The Middle East frequency also moves from 12030 to 15520. South America stays on 11940 and Africa on 11670. Now about Ukraine. We refer you first to an excellent source of information provided by the Canadian International DX Club, Focus on Ukraine. It's at cidxclub.ca/Ukraine/. Besides 12 to 13 UT, except Fridays on 5010, WRMI has added another relay of Ukrainian radio. It's at 05 to 06 UT on 7780. Transmission on that frequency extended. Now it's nominally all in Ukrainian, but there could be a bit of English. I caught the Wandering English segment March 17th from 0503 until 0509. Apparently a very rapid translation. KAL Germany is also relaying Ukrainian from 09 until 10 UT on 6005. but that may include a bit of English, as heard by Jean-Michel Aubier in France, March 13th between 09:17 and 09:24. Unfortunately, that is among the transmissions being jammed from time to time in that German radio war with CW, says Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener. Ivo Ivanov says, it's actually on 6005.2 with 1 kilowatt, and on March 17th he implies the entire hour was in English. 5015 is another frequency to check. Alan Rose says Kraina FM from Kiev was being relayed there by an unknown transmitter March 11th from TuneIn at 0715 with presumably Ukrainian rock and pop music. The high-power Ukraine transmitter on 549 remains silent, but another frequency has shown up, 1278 kilohertz. Randy Stewart in Missouri was hearing that via remote receiver in Russia at 2132 UT on March 11th. That one is listed as 100 kilowatts near Odessa. The WRMI relays of Radio Svoboda in Russian on 7780R at 02 to 03 UT, a break, and then 04 until 05. Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener reports that as a result of the influx of refugees, a number of Western European countries have added some Ukrainian segments to their domestic broadcasts in Slovakia, Romania, Poland, and Germany, mostly on FM. BBC World Service is getting a lot of publicity about resuming broadcasts to Russia and Ukraine, except they're only in English. There's been a change in the scheduling. 13 to 15 UT on 15730 instead of an hour later on 15735. And still 20 to 22 UT on 5875. Rob Peebles in Ohio says listening via a European remote to a CW number station on 5875, awaiting the BBC to show up. There were five letter groups separated by one or more five number groups and punctuation signs. First heard before 19 UT, perfectly zero beat and then obliterated by the BBC. More about World of Radio scheduling via WMRI Europe via Channel 292 Germany on 9670. We are Sundays at 1330 UT, as I recently reconfirmed, and I'm glad to report that we are staying at 1330 in the summer, not moving one UT hour earlier, and thus avoiding the interference from that Vietnamese clandestine via Taiwan until 1300. The Radio Angela series of mostly musical programs, thanks to WBCQ on 4790, now run every night at 02 to 04 UT. I've tried to listen via various remote receivers in eastern North America where the signal should be strongest, but there's often some interference, a high-pitched whining noise at various locations. It's not Kodar, which is the problem further west, which is sweeping pulsing. This, I think, is the same thing mentioned by John Hudak in the Ontario DX Association on March 11th. I wanted to listen to Radio Tarma Peru 4775 and found a strong digital type signal covering it up. It's broad and ranges from about 4770 to 4790, a number of individual channels spaced every 200 kilohertz. I guess he means 200 hertz. It's not a sweeper like the Kodar, checking around the Kiwi receivers. It's strongest in eastern North America, fades out by the Midwest, and only faintly audible on a very few Western European receivers. I can hear the sweep from a Kodar station underneath. I don't recall this signal being there earlier this year, and I don't mention it in my log, so it might be something recent. I'm not sure. It sure makes a mess, and or more of a mess of this band with the Kodar being bad enough. John Hudak, VE3CXB. And WBCQ has another interference problem, which appears to be deliberate jamming, concerning the 7490 frequency reported by Dave Zanto, N9EWO, in Janesville, Wisconsin. And he sent us a clip of it, but I'm not going to play it. It's intermittent music on a slightly different frequency, probably because WBCQ is off frequency. This was interfering with the Hal Turner Show on March 17th from 0130 past 0200. Strong music interference, he says, in Wisconsin. Pretty powerful. Ben Cobb refers us to the new issue of his Experimental Radio News, number 4, at his website, which includes a number of items concerning HF. Been digging into FCC information and finding some very interesting stuff, such as goodbye batteries. There are experiments to transmit power to unmanned aerial vehicles and other mobile devices via fields induced between a transmitter's capacitive plate and a receiver's capacitive plate. The frequencies requested are 6765 to 6795 kHz and medium wave 1500 to 1700. The assigned call sign is WM2XEP, the license still pending. There are several more items concerning attempts to get shortwave broadcasting licenses for DRM transmitters that are actually for high-speed stock trading, such as Farsides Communications, WL2XFU in Aurora, Illinois, license for operation at 1 megawatt ERP between 4 and 25 megahertz until this November. Then there's something called 10-band LLC, that is figures 10-BAND. Its experimental radio service license, WI2XNX, has been modified to allow market trials for proof of concept testing. Another one is parable broadcasting, which we've mentioned before and to which an objection has been filed by radio engineer Alex Pilosov. And also there's Terms Tech, which has a call sign WIPE in Alpine, New Jersey. Apparently it's been built, but no operating license. Recommended reading, more about these and much more, at www.experimentalradio.news. And look for issue number 4 as well as the previous 3. Via NRC, Les Rayburn notes a Radio World story that the FCC has implemented the foreign sponsor ID requirement for U.S. radio stations. May result in some unique IDs produced quickly and showing up on air, providing DXing opportunities. And a related subject, NAB calls on broadcasters to cease Russian programming, from Radio and Television Business Report via swling.com and via RussDX. The National Association of Broadcasters explains that the First Amendment does not prevent private actors from exercising sound moral judgment. That's why the chief advocacy group for broadcast radio and TV wants any state-sponsored programming with ties to Moscow pulled from U.S. airwaves now, such as Sputnik, the English-language service of Voice of Russia, which has been airing, among other places, in the nation's capital on W288BS, 105.5 MHz, originating from WZHF AM 1390. Ron Howard in California has been observing the change of closing format for Radio Vanuatu on 5040, the second day of this, March 14th, at 10:35 to 10:56. An announcer in Bislama, he could not tell whether it was religion as heard previously, on the air from 10:56 until 11:29 with music. No IDs, as he heard yesterday, and again with no national anthem, it cut off the air in mid-song, apparently using a timer to turn off the transmitter. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. G1 minor storm conditions likely on April 1st, with A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5. Lesser peaks of 15 and 4 on March 20th, 21st, and April 2nd. Solar flux dipping to 95 March 23rd to 26th, and then climbing to 125 by April 6th. World of Radio 2130 concludes. Glenn Hauser here. Hope you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week with a standard disclaimer.